Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And as we roll right along on our World Travel get-together for our B and C blocks today, folks, cryptocurrency, blockchain, and their interactions with travel is on tap, and we're sponsored by the world's leading cruise lines.
That's right. We just talked about cruising in the news at the top of the hour. So if you enjoy cruising and you hope to cruise again at some point soon or in the future, we encourage you to stay connected with all of the brands at Carnival Corporation at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. They offer a lot of different cruise options, some great value, and all kinds of cruises for every type of traveler.
Yeah, I really do, Franks. And there are announcements are and offers are coming consistently from all of their brands. If you don't know what they are, they're Seabourn, Holland America, Princess, Cunard, Carnival, I think P&O's out there, AIDA, and Costa. Whether it's travel this year or whenever you feel cruising might be right, check out worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also individual links you'll find at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right.
So. All right. Well, I've been looking forward to this segment all week. I think we both have, Robert. We've received with increased frequency questions from listeners regarding traveling with crypto. And some of you listening may recall that Robert and I just actually answered one of these questions on air from a listener in Newport News, Virginia, during an email segment that we did earlier this month. I think it was the April 9th live broadcast. And that got us thinking. We had lunch with Dan Sloan back in San Antonio in December. Dan is the chief investment officer with Future Tech, so he's an expert on all things crypto and blockchain, and he is joining us live via the show hotline from Houston.
Dan, good morning. Nice to reconnect with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
So happy to be here, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you aboard with us. Been looking forward, as Mary said, to the conversation with you because, as she said, you know, we're hearing from show fans with questions about cryptocurrency and other cyber vehicles. So let's start with how long you've been engaged with blockchain, cryptocurrency, NFTs, and really what attracted you to them.
You know, it's interesting. I've been in the enterprise space since 1994, and when one of my clients came to me and said, hey, why is IBM and all these companies trying to come, you know, get me to do this Bitcoin blockchain thing? I need you to go figure it out. I was happy to do that for them, and really what they were being pitched wasn't actually cryptocurrency. It was the technology blockchain that it's actually built on, and trying to give them to have efficiencies of that. And that was back in late 2015. So once I really dug into it and learned, you know, kind of the power that the technology had and kind of, you know, the digital transformation that it's bringing, I jumped in with both feet. And by mid-2016, I'd founded my own software firm that was focused on blockchain and Web3.
So clearly you're the right guy, Dan. It's nice to have you here with us today to talk about this. And I think before we get into some of the specifics of why we asked you to join us today regarding crypto and travel, I think we have to peel this back a little bit and have you explain to all of us as simply as you can for everyone listening, what is cryptocurrency and how does the blockchain work within that space? And then after that, well, you can answer this first if you want. This is a simple yes and no. So first, what is it? How does blockchain work? And do you think it's here to stay?
Well, it's definitely disrupting so many different industries, and it's really hard to kind of say otherwise when you start seeing massive disruptions in industries through using the tech. So going back, okay. Mary, what you had asked for as far as what is blockchain, it's an immutable ledger, right? Mm-hmm. It's a technology. I try to give an example that most people understand. Like, you have a spreadsheet, you have information in there, and you're sharing that spreadsheet with a group of people, and someone goes in there and changes that. Well, who changed it? What happened to it? And if you don't go back into the history, you might not even know it was changed. With blockchain technology, you can see everything that's been changed. It's recorded, and you cannot make a change without it being recorded there for everyone to see. So, it, you know, hence the name chain. All the information is stored in blocks, which are chained together, and you know, like in databases, in enterprises, like, you know, Oracle, Microsoft, SQL Server, you can actually go in and delete a database. And if you get rid of all the backups and other copies of it, people will never know that data existed. So it's impossible with blockchain. It provides a level of, you'll hear immutability a lot. So you can trust the information. Everyone that that has access to it can trust the information. And that ability to create that trust globally is what's causing all the transformation.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Huh. All right, so, you know, the email that we answered back on our April 9th live broadcast that Mary referenced from the listener outside of Norfolk, Virginia, she was sharing with us that she and her husband, they have invested a lot in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and they want to use the funds to travel. They don't find it very easy to do. So, you know, we suggested Lugano, Switzerland. Mm. I know El Salvador has adopted Bitcoin as legal tender. They consider themselves the crypto capital of the world. We see Expedia is now accepting it, but only for hotels and resorts. So how would you recommend people travel with cryptocurrency, Dan, in any places you found that are making it easier to do?
Well, you know, you mentioned some of the usual suspects. There's a number of kind of Web3 crypto very friendly sites that are popping up that actually make it very easy for you to do. There's actual cryptocurrencies that are actually being created. There's one travel token that you actually can earn these tokens through coming to their travel site. So it's like TravelCare, I think, is the name of the company. And so you go there, you book your travel, and the incentive that they're trying to offer is that, hey, we will pay you back in these tokens that you can use for other things on the site. You can cash them out. So trying to incentivize people through blockchain and through cryptocurrency. And we're starting to see more promulgation of digital currencies. I mean, you see countries like China that have their own basically digital yuan, right? So their goal is to basically replace their fiat, their paper currency with this. Russia has started doing that long before they decided they wanted to start a war. There's other countries that are doing it.
A little preparation.
We're seeing more and more of it. Let's talk about home. Let's talk about Miami. Miami launched their own cryptocurrency. I think it's like Miami Coin or something like that.
Yeah.
And the idea was to have this way to incentivize whatever the actions that they're trying to drive. Like, okay, come and you know, instead of going down to the DMV and clogging it up and, you know, having all the people wait in line, like, go online to do this or do this or do that, and then you'll earn these coins and have all these incentives. So, you know, blockchain and cryptocurrency just makes it very easy to incentivize people and create reward systems that are very fungible, that can be across multiple, you know, brands, agencies, whatever.
So, Dan, I want to go back to something when you were explaining all of this that's stuck in my head. If the blockchain, it sounds like it's very transparent, and I feel like the travel industry has historically been a very complex business with record keeping. There's a lot of different touch points, a lot of different bookings. You have to book flights, you have to book hotels, tours, cruises, car rentals, even restaurants. And I'm talking about leisure and corporate booking.
Right.
And it sounds to me like, this is going to be the toughest interview I think I've ever done in the years we've been doing this, because I'm trying to get my head around this. But
sure.
It does seem that maybe this is a more direct and transparent way if this is used potentially for travel, because it's a single system.
Yeah, it matches
is that
up
true?
Well,
it's like, it feel like it might be matching up pretty well.
Absolutely. So through having a blockchain that everybody on the system, so, you know, you think of, you know, you talked about Expedia earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times I've been on Expedia and I'm trying to, like, click book, and, like, that's gone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You just gave that to me, like, freaking 30 seconds ago. How could that be gone? Or, like,
exactly.
Literally 10 seconds ago.
So, frustrating.
You know, are you trying to hoodwink me here? Are you just trying mm-hmm. to pull me in? Versus, you know, you could have instant, updated, real-time data if all of the the vendors that are providing that data are all on a blockchain system. There is no waiting for reconciliation. There is no going into, you know, the traditional systems now that they're using. You know, you can actually create real time, like, if you're using cryptocurrency in this, that those transactions can happen very rapidly. And then once that transaction happens, that can immediately be pulled from the inventory. So you could just create a much faster, more seamless, an easy way for everyone to be able to keep up with the bookings.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
You know, and I would also say something else that is adding more credibility. So our chief engineer, Bobby, he's headed out. He's involved with the Dallas Cowboys in day three of the NFL draft that's happening out in Vegas. So Ed is pinch hitting now. But, you know, I mentioned that because crypto is making inroads in the sports world as well. The Cowboys just aligned with blockchain.com on a cryptocurrency partnership. So that's obviously adding more credibility to the future. But, you know, Dan, looking at the clock, you know, I know we are headed to a break in a minute. Can you stay with us for the next segment?
I sure can.
Okay. We want to get to NFTs.
Yeah. Because, exactly,
we can talk about those very hot right now, for
yeah,
sure.
Okay. You think about the NFTs, the cryptocurrencies.
Lots to learn here.
Everything else. So, all right, so we are going to come up on a hard break in a second. Ask you to stay right where you are. Folks, we are going to continue to talk travel and crypto. As we step aside for some sponsor messages, 80% of today's show is still to come. Our conversation with Dan Sloan continues in mere moments. Stay with us and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed to the New York City area, everyone. Mary and I appreciate you spending part of your Saturday morning with us. And as we get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel, Dan Sloan has agreed to stay on with us through the break. And if you're just joining us, we're talking cryptocurrency, blockchain, and travel.
Yeah, learning a lot. So interesting. Dan, so let's talk about non-fungible tokens, NFTs. From what we're seeing and hearing, as regards to travel, they could potentially act as a new form of ticketing, maybe even a passport or some sort of document. Do you think NFTs can reduce or eliminate lost reservations or even, and I think this is interesting, make travel potentially more secure?
Absolutely. Just the secure nature of a non-fungible token, an NFT, creates that ability. One of the projects that I've been keeping my eye on is one that Accenture is doing. And with organizations and group that, you know, you guys are probably very aware of, WTTC, WEF. And if you've traveled internationally recently, you've had this pain of having to deal with getting your COVID test and putting, you know, keeping those documents or showing those or filling out all the forms and everything like that. So through this blockchain system that they're also looking to incorporate NFTs with, when you go through all of that and have all that information that's stored on their blockchain application called World ID Travel, they can then issue those credentials in their app and then have that. One of the conversations I know Accenture's having, because we're partners with them, is to actually potentially turn that into an NFT, so then that could be shared amongst any country that wants to have that data and let you in. So it's pretty powerful to have that, because that transportability and that ability to say, okay, there's no way that this information could have been audited or changed or anything because it was turned into this non-fungible token. That could be altered with the security.
Yeah.
So, Dan, you know, from your position as chief investment officer with Future Tech, I wanted to know, how long do you mentioned China and Russia before, and obviously we're always in this competitive environment. We want to stay ahead of countries like that. But, you know, how long before you think the U.S. adopts a digital dollar? I know there's talk of that right now, what's going on. And really, just as important, I guess, how long do you think before government begins to truly regulate and take their cut of the growth sector?
Well, that's a very good question, Robert. And I think, you know, regulate and take their cut are probably the two motivating factors. And one of the things that caused Biden to do an executive order and do a commission around basically a digital dollar, right? We never want to lose a competitive advantage with China or one of these other countries. And quite frankly, if you have the ability to have a digital currency that can be very easily used, like in countries like Africa that are using, you know, hard currency, using dollars to trade, and it's hard to get those dollars sometimes. If you can have a digital dollar now, you can do that very easily. Well, I know in Nigeria, they are creating their own digital currency, and China has agreed to basically do a swap with their digital currency. So they're going to make it very easy for Nigeria to, like, buy oil, to buy other goods from China, and be able to not have to use dollars anymore. So, quite frankly, the U.S. needs to jump on it, because we could lose our world reserve currency status, which would be pretty bad for us.
Well, exactly. From a competitive advantage, we do have to move on that quickly.
So I'm getting, for anybody who's doubting this or questioning this is here to stay, Dan. This is not going anywhere.
Wait a minute. I mean, don't we all have fax machines? Aren't we all using cassette players in our car right now?
No, we're still on the 8-track or the Beta from years ago, right?
I think it's just people are afraid of new technology, but this is so interesting. How big a part of our travels for leisure or business do you think are going to be accessible using crypto and blockchain technologies down the road, maybe in 5 years?
Well, I think in 5 years, it'll be kind of an industry standard of, you know, if you're not accepting some form of digital currency, whether, you know, because you've got Bitcoin that goes up and down, you have other cryptocurrencies that go up and down, and some people don't like to have that store of value, but when you start talking about these, you know, digital dollars, digital yuan, or even stable coins in the cryptocurrency world, like USDC, USDT, those are basically tethered to a dollar. So if you have USDC in your wallet, you have dollars in your wallet, basically. It doesn't fluctuate at all. I mean, it's maybe a fraction of a penny here and there. So unlike Bitcoin that has gone up, in the 60s, almost 70K, and now is down to 38K today, in that same period, if you had USDT or USDC in your wallet, you would have the exact same amount of money.
And Fidelity made a move that they're going to allow crypto into retirement accounts. And, you know, really, I said to Mary before we were having breakfast this morning before the show, you know, when you think about it, that years ago the world went from bartering and currency, which included travel as well. Then we moved to a more, you know, of a cash society using plastic and our credit cards. Rudy, I was talking to before, he brought up traveler's checks as well, but still that's all currency. You know,
Yeah, exactly.
But that had a positive impact on breaking down barriers in travel.
Yep.
And now here we are, you know, we're moving into the world of crypto, and probably 3 to 5 years from now we'll be looking back saying what?
So really fascinating conversation. Dan, listen,
it really is. The show, it goes by fast. We wanted to do this today with you. We thank you. We will definitely stay in touch. So thanks for being part of our national broadcast today. Our best to you down there in Texas, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday, okay?
You too. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary. Have a great
day. Yeah, you too. Thanks so much, Dan.
Yeah. So, Mary, you know, you're
very interesting.
Well, it is, because obviously this is the world we're in. But if it makes travel more secure.
Right. Transparent.
Transparent as well.
The bookings.
You know, I just think there's a greater education that needs to go on for the industry.
Well, we would enjoy hearing all of your thoughts on what we just discussed with Dan, along with your feelings on crypto, blockchain, NFTs, and the new world we're going to be in soon, or we're in now. And you can connect with us anytime at rmworldtravel.com/contact. We're going to pause for a sponsor's break. Stay with us. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.